I can fit in one more song, you know? All right, it's like, I'll play like a minute long song. So let's chop chop. Go ahead. Wait, not this one. Sorry. There we go. All right, 1 minute song. Quickie.
Bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers are working diligently from early in the a.m. throughout the day to provide the public with as clear of roads as possible during and in the aftermath of the snow. We would like to thank you for your help and for your service. As always, keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
There we go. That wasn't so bad, huh? All right. We are back. Thank you, Meg, for that little thingy you just said. I wasn't really listening, but thank you. We're back. We're right back, okay? So, we're going to keep it running. We got a bunch of more songs for you guys. If you're just tuning in, my name is Andrew Trebilcock, and you are listening to my show, Whatever I Want, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. So I'm going to be playing, we're going to be playing a little bit more electronic stuff. Then we'll kick it back to some older shoegaze stuff, some late 80s, early 90s stuff. And yeah, so hope you guys enjoy it. Up next, we're going to play some, this guy's name is Bogdan I'm going to butcher this last name. Radzinski. It's a Polish dude. And I was actually recently reading about him, and this was one of Aphex Twin's big inspirations. Him and Richard D. James, Aphex Twin, were good buddies. Back in early 2000s, late 90s, this album, this little mixtape he had, what's the name of it? It's called Boku Mo Wakaran. This guy Bogdan lived in Japan for a while, was homeless in Japan, just cooking up some crazy electronic stuff, and Aphex Twin and him were very close. Really influenced his album Drux, if you know that one. It's one of my favorite Aphex Twin albums, and you'll kind of hear it in this song. Every song on this like little mixtape is just called Untitled. So this song is called Untitled by Bogdan Radzinski. So enjoy it.
Outside in the rain. I feel goofy saying it felt symbolic, but yeah. I felt like I was going to become rabid.
Thank you.
Gyroscope by Boards of Canada. Very scary song, actually. I felt like it was a good one to play since, you know, we got Halloween coming up. That song makes me scared. It's good. That one is... What album was that from again? It's from Geo Gotti by Boards of Canada. Great album. Scared me the first time I listened to it, but, you know, it takes a couple listens to warm up too. I forget, I think that was in a movie, that song, like a horror movie, but I'm trying to remember which one it was. Let me look this up here. Was it not in like, Oh, it was in Sinister. Yes, Sinister. That movie scared the heck out of me when I first saw it. Great movie though. But yeah, I think that song actually fits it pretty well. So, next up, I'm going to play this song called I Really Want to Stay at Your House. You might know this song from the game Cyberpunk 2077, and there was also an anime that came out for Cyberpunk. But I love the beginning of the song. It's a great, like, kind of nostalgic, like, older, like, 2010s, like, electronic song. It's very good. It's very good. So, yeah, enjoy. I hope you feel like you're living in cyberpunk in the year 2077 when you listen to this song. So, let's enjoy.
I couldn't wait for you to come and clear the cupboards. But now you're gonna leave with nothing but a sign. Another evening I'll be sitting reading in between your love.
Enough of that one. Sorry, cutting it short, because I really want to play this next song because it's been stuck in my head for a very long time, and you might have heard it on TikTok. Maybe I was actually talking about this weekend. It's crazy. I've seen this song on TikTok all the time now. But you know what? I actually don't hate that. You know, I'm glad that songs are getting more recognition from TikTok. I know artists don't really like it when their songs blow up on TikTok. I recently saw Alex G, and he hates most of his big songs because he has a bunch of TikTok fans, but no, it's okay, whatever. He can do his own thing. But this song is It's a Fine Day by Opus 3, so take a listen.
Oh.
Righty. Sorry, guys. I know you missed me. Missed my voice. But, yes. Okay. Last two songs we had up first. That was River by Grimes. And then that last song that was just playing was Free Will. Free Will by Machine Girl from album Wolf Girl. Great album. I was supposed to go see them. And then my professor gave me a presentation on that day, and then I tried going home and not doing the presentation, but my professor wouldn't let me. So then I couldn't see them, but you know what? I'm kind of glad I didn't get to, because apparently the crowd was very sweaty and smelly. So, might have dodged a bullet there, but Wolf Girl, great, like, hardcore, techno, whatever you want to call it, IDM, EDM, who gives a fart? So... Oh, yeah, and that last song, River, by Grimes from Halfaxa. Great, great album. I love Grimes. I don't really like her new stuff, but, you know, that's up for debate. You know, some people like it, some people don't. Halfaxa, 2010, some of her early work. I believe that was her second album. Let's take a look here. Let's see. I believe it was, though. Let's see. Yes, second album. Her first album, Gady Primes, 2010 as well. She was on a run, definitely, in 2010. I mean, that's some of her best work right there, that first album. Maybe I should just play one of those songs, because they're so amazing. What do we think? Maybe I will. Let's see, I like this one. I don't even remember. Maybe I played this one last week. I don't think so, though. But, you know what, I'm just going to play a song because we're talking about it. Yeah, Grimes' early stuff, Gady Primes, is a great album. You might know some of it. I'm going to play the song Zol Face Dancer. I don't remember if I played it last week, but if I did, who cares, you know? Because we love old Grimes here on Whatever I Want. We love her. And I wish she would come back. Elon Musk ruined her life. That's all I'm going to say. So this song is called Zol Face Dancer. Enjoy it. Thank you. great, great song right there. Yes. Yes, that was Zol Face Dancer by Grimes. From her first album, Gady Primes, 2010. A lot of great songs on that album. I definitely recommend giving it a listen if you're liking what you're hearing. So we'll play like one more like kind of atmospheric little electronic song, I think. And then I'm feeling like taking it back a little bit. We're going to play some old shoegaze songs. Probably going to play some more Chapter House later. If you're listening from earlier, we were playing some Chapter House. We played Pearl from Chapter House. Then we'll play some Rumskib, maybe. There's some old shoegaze that's really good. But let's do like one more like atmospheric like electronic song, I'm thinking, because that's what I'm all about, you know. I listen to a lot of that stuff. We're going to play some... This is a little bit like... when did this actually album come out? We're going to play some Pastel Ghost. A little bit more current. This was 2015. Her album Abyss came out. A lot of very popular songs on that album. You might know the song Dark Beach. Skeleton is a big one. Shadows is a very big one. Clouds is a really big one. We're going to play a big one. Because there's a reason why they're so popular. I mean, and I love the art for this album. It's great. It's a bunch of, like, purple flowers. So if you know it, you know, vibe out. And if you don't, you can still vibe out because it's a great song. So let's play this one, Pastel Ghost. This is Embrace. Alrighty, yes, that was Embrace by Pastel Ghost. Let's see a little bit. Ooh. Ooh. Good song. Very good song. Reason why it's so popular. Yeah, if you like that, check out the album Abyss. Great. Pretty much all the songs sound very similar. Very good. Dark Beach. You might know the song Dark Beach. It's very popular and it goes a little bit like this. Yeah. You probably know that one. But yeah, let's switch it up a little bit, I think. We're going to do some, like, older stuff. Well, not, like, older, but, you know. I guess this is actually... Oh, wow, this album's a lot older than I thought it was. Because I was saying we're going to play some shoegaze, but this is... I wouldn't really classify this next song as shoegaze. Like, sad. Like, I don't know, indie rock? Is that what you call it? Alternative rock? I don't know. All these genres, there's too many. Why do we have to label them, you know? I don't know. But this next song is by Duster, one of my favorites. It's from the album Contemporary Movement. And yeah, look at that. Tuesday, August 22nd, 2000. That's a lot older than I thought. That's crazy, 2000. That is fresh into the in the 2Ks right there. This is a pretty generational album right here. You guys probably know the song Me and the Birds. If you're a TikToker, you might know the song Me and the Birds. It goes a little bit like this. You probably know it. Yeah. We know that one. We know that one. But my favorite from this album, Automobile. Great song. I often fall asleep to Duster. Usually every night I'll put on like some Aphex Twin, like some of his ambient works. Some of Duster songs. I don't really sleep to this next song, but it's good. It's good, so you're going to enjoy it. This one's called Operations by Duster from Contemporary Movement. So, here it is.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Operations by Duster. So, hope you guys enjoyed that one. Next up, we got some... This band's called Broadcast. You might know them. Definitely some earlier shoegaze stuff. 2000s. So, actually a little bit later. Shoegaze stuff. This one came out 2000. The year 2000. So... this song is called Look Outside by Broadcast. This song, but I got a special request. We're going to play some of the best electronic out there. We're going to put on my good old buddy Assault Box Music, straight from University of Buffalo. The song is called Across Kepler. If you know, you know. Enjoy it. Great. Yes, that was my good buddy Garrison up in University of Buffalo. Check out his Spotify name, Assault Box Music. It's got some real bangers on there. That was his song Across Kepler from his album Early Stuff. One of my good buddies. Yeah, he makes a lot of fun, cool music. He's doing some stuff for some video games. So, yeah. Big up, Assault Box Music. We love him. So, let's get back to the broadcast here. And we're going to play some more songs. We don't got that much time left. We only got like 10 minutes left, so we'll play like one or two more. We'll play like two more songs, probably. So, this next song is going to be by George Clanton, if you know him. He makes some cool atmospheric music. He's a pretty popular guy. You probably know the song Warm Pop or Summer 2000. It's a good big one. But this song is called Living Loose by George Clanton. Here's a little sneak peek. Oh. It's a pretty popular. I see this album cover all the time. It's called Slide, this album. Yeah, the song's called Living Loose, so vibe out. Enjoy it. to you. That was Living Loose by George Clanton. So it looks like our time is coming to an end here. We got one more song. So.
Hello?
Look at you. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. All right, well, I got three options here for you for our last song, okay?
Okay.
We got a Helvetica song.
Okay.
You might know it. And then we have a Rumskib song.
Okay.
Some early shoegaze stuff. And then we got an Aphex Twin song. Oh.
What is the Helvetica and what is the Aphex Twin
song? Have a little piece of each of them, huh?
Okay.
Okay, this is the Helvetica song. Yeah, nice. It's nice.
Okay.
Okay, that's the Helvetica song. And here's our Rumskib song. Ooh.
Okay.
I like that one. And then here's our Aphex Twin song. Ooh, funky. All right, make your pick, young lady.
I think I'm gonna go with Meeny, Meeny, Miny, Aphex Twin.
Huh. I like the way you think. Let's run it up.
Here we go.
This song is called The Waxen Pith.
Okay.
Quite an interesting name. Alright, people. Looks like we're coming up on the end of the show today. So, well, if you're listening, thank you. I very much appreciate you listening today on my fine little show. Make sure you mark your calendar next Sunday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I will be right back in the studio playing some more bangers. So if you liked any of the songs today, you know, write them down. Maybe check them out. Check out some of the albums we were talking about. But yeah, so my name is Andrew Spilcock. You're listening to Whatever I Want on 90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta. Keep locked, people. Keep it locked. You guys have an amazing night. Make sure you get some sleep. Put on some Aphex Twin, it'll help you fall asleep. Trust me. All right, love you guys. Have a good night. Ciao.
This is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m.